Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Listen, we are so into your success. As we always say, your success is our success, our success is your success, and our success together is kingdom success. That's what God wants us to do. He says, my kingdom will be preached to all, then the end will come. He tells us specifically to go into all the nations and make disciples of nations. When you do that, you've got to impact the culture. And basically, there's seven spheres of cultures. And we call that mountains, seven mountains. So we talk about success. It doesn't matter what you're doing. When you're doing it for the Lord and balancing that out, it's just, that's what you do.
That's how
you bear fruit and do what God expects from you in your life. You're there because God allowed you to be there. Now it's time to be a bright light there. And as a matter of fact, Jeff Bezos, he's the founder of Amazon, and he paid the price over a lot of years, no money, reinvesting things. But now it's paid off because now it says, you know, everybody's buying their stuff. Yeah, buying their stuff from Amazon and Whole Foods and everything else.
And
toothpaste, and I don't know what else. What's he talking about the balance here?
Well, this is so important because he talks about
This is a VFNKB success secret,
yeah. And so important because a lot of people today in their careers are always talking about a work-life balance. And this question was asked to Jeff, and he really lays it out pretty plainly. He says, instead of talking about a work-life balance, what we need to be talking about is a work-life harmony. I want you to watch Jeff now.
Work-life balance and all those things?
Yes, but I teach three leadership classes a year at Amazon. I'm a part of it. They're bigger classes, but I come in and teach a session. And I always talk about work-life balance, except I like to use the phrase work-life harmony rather than balance, because to me, balance implies a strict trade, whereas I find that when I am happy at work, I come home more energized, I'm a better husband, a better dad, and when I'm happy at home, I come in and better boss and better colleague. And so that it's not, you could be out of work and have terrible work-life balance. You know, even though you've got all the time in the world, you could just feel like, oh my God, you know, I'm miserable, and you would be draining energy. And so you have to find that harmony. It's a much better word. And I think for most people, it's about meaning. People want to know that they're doing something interesting and useful.
That's so important. I like the idea of talking about harmony, because you can play one note on a piano and then another note on a piano, another note on the piano.
Yeah.
But so many people's lives are like that. Okay, now I'm playing the work song. Tung. I'm playing the home note, boom.
Yeah.
But they never harmonize it when you can play a chord and it just kind of all fits and it's like that gliding part of your life.
Well, they're living a lot of compartmentalized life. This is what I do at work and this is what I do at home. And they're treating their work like a J-O-B, like a job, time to make the donuts, instead of a calling, a platform, a place where as believers, we can glorify God, we can bear fruit, we can be successful. And we can use that platform that the Lord's given us as a place of influence. So instead of dreading this thing called work, we can celebrate this thing called work, because our success really is God's success.
Yes.
We're using that for His glory.
Yeah, He says very specifically that how we work is how we glorify Him. He says, you know, submit to your boss as if you were submitting to the Lord. If He asks you to do something, do it. He also says, boss, don't be tyrannical leaders. You're accountable just like anybody else is accountable. But He says, go and let your good deeds be seen by men. In other words, work hard and let men see your deeds, but give glory to God and how you were able to do it. And He says, and then the Father gets glory by that.
Yeah.
And if you have a business, you know, if you have that one employee that talks about Jesus but doesn't work well, it's very like, and especially if you're a Christian, like, please quit bringing Jesus up. You're really
don't
hurting
mention
us here.
The Lord here.
But the very fact that, you know, if you just are just doing well, you're honoring, you're in tune with the vision, your home life's not calling you at work and just freaking you out and arguing on the phone, you know, Elijah did this, Isaiah did that, you know, all that kind of stuff going on, you know, and it probably never happens. But if that was going on, you know, that just brings in your work life. It's like you got to harmonize that.
Yeah,
and I have to say, I better not say that. No, actually, when we were young, we were young once, and my mother was a deputy marshal. She was a deputy marshal, and bless her heart, oh my goodness. I had two sisters and me, and we would all three get on the phone and talk about things about, you know, she did this and this was going on. All.
To your mother while she's working?
She's a marshal.
A marshal?
A marshal with a gun.
Does she have a gun?
Yeah, she has a gun. And we're like talking, she didn't bring it home for us. And I'm like, bless her heart, you know what I'm saying?
And she put up with that.
She really did. Of course, our frontal lobe wasn't developed. We didn't understand that. But the fact is that what happens when your home life's in balance and your work life's in harmony, then you're not worried about home when you're at work, or worried about
that's
work
right.
when you're at home.
That's right.
And so that's good, because so often we think about, I need to be able to manage time. But the truth is, you've got to be able to manage the events in your life with the right value system, which would be harmony, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The other thing that I think that people deal with too is that they're expecting too much from their job, in the sense that...
Expecting everything from it.
Yeah, they want their job or their career to add meaning to their life, instead of you add meaning to your work.
Right.
I mean, you're the one that adds meaning, because you're in that position. You've just taken that position to a whole new level. It's a different mindset to be able to embrace.
Yeah, it reminds me of somebody speaking recently on leadership, and they said that they came to him, you know, and he has this whole thing about motivating folks, and he said, people are saying, I don't know, you know, I've been at this job, and I don't, I think I need to find something else. He's like, you've only been here 6 months, you know what I'm saying? And what it is, they're expecting to find this value in that, not realizing they're supposed to bring value there. And what happens is, when you show up as value, you'll find value in that.
Absolutely.
Because, yeah, it's like an ebb and flow aspect of it.
It's that harmony we're talking about. Yeah. The other thing, too, is that at VFNKB, we want to empower you. We want to remind you that God is into your success, and that God cares about your work. And so, you know, there's been a huge feeling. People think, well, maybe God doesn't care about what I do, that 50, 60, maybe 70 hours a week, but he only cares about this thing I do one day a week at a building.
Right.
No, God cares about your entire life.
It all hits the scale.
Yes, it all hits the scale. There is no divide or difference between the secular and the sacred. It's all sacred to the Lord.
Right. That's so true. I know this. Listen, we have a book. It's talking about strategies for fighting for your success. It literally is a fight, but it's not a physical fight. And we want to give you a free copy of it. It's available now in a pre-release.
Pre-release.
And you go to vfnkb.com and sign up for your free copy of it. But it gives you strategies. Listen, we are called to go into the world, not to be separate than it. We're called to go in to be light in the midst of darkness. We got to quit screaming at darkness and start being the light that God's called us to be. But you got to fight to do that. It's not necessarily an easy thing to do, but he calls that the good fight of faith. And he tells us this too, that we have to actually understand that he's given us these talents. That stuff you're able to do, he's given that to you, and he expects interest. He expects you to have done something with it. And what the adversary wants to do is keep you all head all stirred up, and keep you stirred up all the time. And all of a sudden, next thing you know, you're standing before God after the end of your life, and you're going, he's going, what did you do with what I gave you?
Yeah.
And you're going to say, I was busy. Somebody gave me a hard time. I never got to go out here. But listen, we want to hear your comments. You know, what are your thoughts about the success secrets? What are your thoughts about, you know, what we're talking about in this program? We love to hear from you. Write to us, friends at vfnkb.com. We love to hear your comments and what you have to say about the program. Father God, I just lift up our audience right now, and I pray a blessing over them. I thank you, Lord, for that give them balance in their life, harmony in their life, in their job, and every aspect of their life, Father. And Lord, we ask you right now, Lord, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless, and thanks for watching.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfntv.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at vfntv.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at vfntv.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.